Hello and welcome to Tiny Trust Notes, Notes on Intuitive Living with me, Julie Mazzola. I am a life coach helping people connect to their intuition and build self-trust so that they can stop wasting time overthinking and start actually being in their life. This whole idea of self-trust sounds really lovely in theory, doesn't it? You know, it's the kind of thing that you hear and you're like, yes, sure, would love some of that. But what does it really mean in practice? Because it's something that can be a little bit nebulous and ethereal to kind of get to grips with. And so I was trying to come up with a few examples of what it really looks like in day-to-day to have self-trust. And one of the things that I was thinking of is how I really trust my ability to cook. So if you maybe have a think of something that you feel really confident in doing. And so when something goes wrong in the kitchen, when something doesn't go my way, so a meal doesn't come out as tasty as I expected, or the flavor combination isn't exactly right, or I manage to burn something, I never really blame myself. As in, it could be my fault, but I never think of myself as a terrible person. I'm never sitting there going, oh my goodness, this means that I am useless. This means that I'm incapable of doing anything. And this means that everybody knows better than me. I just chalk it up to something that happens. Either I've been tired or I wasn't paying attention, or just, you know, sometimes things go wrong and it's just part of the process of learning a skill, or even just being in the day-to-day of doing a skill. And it's exactly the same with your intuition. You know, not every single time is going to feel like this magical, successful moment. And not every single time is going to be like, okay, I have total self-trust. Like, things will go wrong. But where self-trust comes in really handy and feels so much like a nicer place to land is that when that does happen, it doesn't send you into a spiral of shame and self-criticism, which gives you room to grow. And I want to share another example as well, just in case the cooking metaphor doesn't really work for you. But I really don't like driving. I lived in London pretty much my whole life and never needed a car to get around. I first started learning how to drive when I moved to Edinburgh for university. And I think I got my driving license when I was 24, roughly. And then I didn't drive again for about 7 to 8 years. I've only really started needing to drive and forcing myself to drive in the past 2 years when I moved to America. And living in America, I was living in Houston, and there's just no way to get around if you don't have a car. So I had to get confident driving, but I never was. I felt supremely underconfident. I didn't have the experience under my belt. Even though I had a driving license, I didn't trust myself with the road, essentially. I was perfectly happy actually driving the car itself, but I wasn't comfortable with the idea of taking in everything that was going on around me and maneuvering the car and worrying about what everybody else was doing on the road. And so the first few times that I would get into the car again after this, you know, after getting my driving license years before, I was super, super anxious and sweaty, and everything that my husband said to me as we were driving would just feel like such a criticism. And also, I just deferred to him constantly. So anything he said, I was like, okay, well, that's obviously the right thing to do. And he obviously knows better. And, you know, there's nothing wrong per se, especially when you're first learning a skill, to listen to other people and to be guided by other people. It's really crucial, because we don't know everything. We don't just come into the world fully capable of doing everything, and all we have to do is trust ourselves and we'll be able to do it. That's definitely not how it operates. But there is an element, even when you're learning a new skill, that comes with a certain type of self-trust where you can trust yourself to also be learning the skill and trust yourself to to know that you're getting there. And it has, there's a certain point where you develop a confidence with driving or develop the confidence in a skill where other people's opinions don't have the same effect like they used to. So when you're just starting out, someone else tells you something, shares their opinion about it, and you immediately go into a sort of shame spiral or wondering if actually everything you know isn't right. But once you're more confident in a skill, you can take somebody's opinion and really assess it and discern whether it's right for you. You know, that it might be something as simple as, oh, okay, actually there I could have taken the turning a bit tighter, so I do agree with that. Or it could be something else, like, no, actually, I don't think that would have been the right time to switch lanes. Just sticking with the driving analogy, even though someone else thinks it would have been. But you don't worry about it. You don't think, oh my gosh, I made a huge mistake. Other people on the road must be thinking I'm a total idiot for switching lanes so late. Something along those lines. And so this is the beauty of building this strong sense of self-trust and self-belief, is that you're just able to move through the world with so much more ease and so much more capacity to hear other opinions, hear what else is happening, and then run it through and run it by yourself and your own intuition and your own knowledge and see whether it's actually appropriate to bring into your life. And that creates a space for so much more growth and thriving and learning than a spiral of shame where you're constantly assuming that you're making mistakes, or you're constantly assuming that you don't know better, basically, or that you don't know the best for your situation. And so this is why I think it's so crucial to be practicing self-trust on a daily basis with Tiny Trust in so many different ways and so many different areas of your life, because the more that you're able to do that, the more that then you're going to be able to open yourself up to true flourishing. And that's just so exciting to me. It's so much more fun to live in that space and then to be able to go to a new skill and trust yourself to get there in the end as well, which means that you don't give up, you don't procrastinate, you're not perfectionist about it, and you get so much further than when you're in a space of constant self-criticism. So hopefully these examples help to see where areas of your life where you might actually have really high self-trust, but you haven't paid attention to it and how it affects you, and see what areas of your life you could use a bit more practice of building tiny trust in your skills.
So if you want more ideas on building self-trust coming directly to your inbox, then sign up to my mailing list at juliemazzola.com to invite even more magic into your life. I'll see you there on the forest path.